This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, greetings, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures if you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and health and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin. You have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body. You are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 33 years of practice in pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle, but what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, and while some folks may call that a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to get off your nutritional, get off your medication and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we can help you do that. 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. We love hearing from you. If you've got comments, success stories, questions about anything we're speaking about, or if you have questions about the longevity products or our True Skin Health products, 844-236-6010 is our number. You can find longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And you can find our True Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com. We've got a special running for $39. You get a transdermal sea serum, trial size, and a full-size biomimetic mineral mist made with fulvic minerals, electrical minerals, as well as sodium lactate and sodium PCA and other what I call biogenic ingredients, ingredients that are found in the skin. That's the key. When it comes to getting effective, powerful skincare, you've got to use ingredients that the skin knows how to work with. Same idea with nutrition. If you want to get the most leverage out of foods, you got to use foods that are loaded with things the body recognizes. The biggest problem with our food supply today, and probably the biggest problem with our health, is the fact that we are relying for our energy and our calories on foods that are largely made up of stuff the body cannot use. That's the key. That's what makes a whole food. That's the difference between a whole food and a junk food. A whole food has a higher proportion of substances that the body can use. Processed food does not. And that's the key. That's why food choices we make play such a powerful role in how well the body will perform. And that's how we want to think about it, by the way. That we want to think of the body as a performance system. It's a high-performance biological machine. It's got a lot in common with a machine, but because it's biological, it's intelligent. It's responsive. When we're sick somehow, we're not responsive. We're the intelligence of the body. We haven't maximized what the body can do. That's the key right there. We're not maximizing what the body can do because we're told that it's flawed. We're told by the medical model it's flawed. But there's so much the body can do from just the choices we make. We've been talking about how the medical model relies on means and mental shortcuts. The problem with these means and these mental shortcuts is it's kind of like it assumes or presumes certain truths that nobody ever looks at. So there's a meme about cholesterol. There's a belief about cholesterol. Oh, this will lower your cholesterol. These statin drugs will lower your cholesterol. But nobody thinks to ask, is that a big deal to lower your cholesterol? Why is it a big deal to lower your cholesterol? Oh, cholesterol causes heart disease. No, it doesn't. Nobody ever said cholesterol caused heart disease. They say it's associated with heart disease. That doesn't mean it causes heart disease. See the difference? But we don't see that. I bet you if you ask 99 out of 100 people, who even physicians, if cholesterol will cause heart disease, they say cholesterol. Because it's a meme. It's a shortcut. Cholesterol equals heart disease. Hemoglobin A1C equals diabetes. PSA scores equal prostate problems. Blood pressure scores equal cardiovascular problems. No, they don't. They're associated with it. But what is linked 100% is drugs and side effects. That nobody's arguing that one. Even drug companies can't argue that one. We rely on these shortcuts, these beliefs, these memes, and we get sick. And not that we get sick, we suffer. Because the marker for being sick is theirs. Forget the diagnosis. Forget the marker for being the criteria for being sick. We just don't feel good. Because it's not about the cholesterol. It's about feeling good. Cholesterol goes up when your thyroid is not performing right. When your thyroid is not functioning correctly. Hypothyroidism and elevated cholesterol go hand in hand. Now, hypothyroidism, that will cause your cholesterol to go up. And dysglycemia, messed up blood sugar, that will cause your cholesterol to go up. Now, maybe the heart disease and the hypothyroidism have a lot more to do with, the dysglycemia and the hypothyroidism, the messed up blood sugar and the messed up thyroid have more to do with the heart disease and the cholesterol. Maybe the cholesterol is being caused by the same thing that's causing the heart disease. It itself is a cause. Nobody thinks to ask that, but if you just study a little biochemistry, you'll see hypothyroidism is linked to, it causes cholesterol to not be used correctly, so it builds up. Likewise with messed up blood sugar. So the simplistic ideas don't pass critical thinking. That's the key right there. It doesn't pass critical thinking. We've got to be critical thinkers. And the problem is we're told our body's too complex for us to be critical thinkers about our bodies. One of the biggest health challenges we suffer from, and I know smart people suffer from this more than not smart people, is called overthink-itis. We overthink. The body is not that complex, and it is wired to heal. It's wired to repair. It's hardwired to repair. But the medical model believes the body's flawed, and there's nothing you can do about it. This is just the philosophy of it. It's not that doctors are bad people. The philosophy of the medical model is that the body is flawed, there's nothing you can do about it, and you got to have statin drugs because the cholesterol is just going to kill you. We don't leverage, or as a model, we have not figured out how to leverage what the body can do from a model perspective, from a paradigm perspective. We got to change the paradigm. We got to change the model. You got to change how you look at things. You got to change how you look at the body. You got to start to see the body as a self-repairing system. And so we have to see that when something's wrong, like as in a chronic progressive degenerative disease, whether it's autoimmunity or cancer or acne or whatever it is, that there's something interfering with this ability that it has to repair. And there's no drugs that can do that. There's no drugs that can do it. That's why you don't hear about this idea, because you can't sell a remedy for fixing a lifestyle problem. How we live our lives is really where these problems arise from. So the medical model, they can hide things, they can mask things, they can disguise things. Famous analogy is the idiot light on your car, where you take a hammer and you smash it so you don't have to see it. The medical model never thinks to look at causes, because it doesn't really care about the causes. It just says that's the way the body's just flawed. But the bright side philosophy is the body is not flawed, and there are control points, and those control points are largely lifestyle choices. How we live our lives, which means from the comfort of our own living rooms, kitchens, bathrooms, bedrooms, homes, we can change how our body shows up. We can lower our blood pressure without a beta blocker. We can lower our cholesterol without a statin drug. We can change our digestive situation, or how we absorb food, without Nexium. There's so much control we have over how our body shows up. This belief, this paradigm, now gives us options. Now gives us power over how our body shows up, for better or worse. And that's the simplicity of it. It doesn't require an 8-year medical degree to figure this thing out. It doesn't require an authority to tell you what's happening in your body. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236. 6010 is our number. Got lines open for you. We'll be back on the bright side right after this.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Heart disease kills over 600,000 Americans every year. For heart health, Ben Fuchs recommends CardioFX.
CardioFX is a source of the B-complex vitamins. There's 120 milligrams of vitamin C per dose. So you're going to get your vitamin C, you're going to get your B-complex and the CardioFX. The CardioFX is also a source of sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine. Sulfur deficiency can lead to elevated homocysteine, and it is thought to be one of the major reasons why vegetarians are at higher risk in some countries and based on some studies for heart disease than folks who eat animal protein. It has something to do with the lower sulfur content of vegetarian diets, and you will get sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine in the CardioFX product. N-acetylcysteine can be converted into taurine. So all in all, it's a pretty well-rounded cardiovascular nutritional supplement.
Concerned about heart health? Order CardioFX by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back on the Bright Side. Got lines open, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions about anything we're speaking about here today, if you have a comment or if you'd like to discuss this idea, memes versus mechanisms, that's what I call it, memes versus mechanisms, how we follow shortcuts. Our brain is wired to look for shortcuts, not to be critical thinkers. We don't critically think. That is the issue. We're not taught how to think. School should be teaching us how to think. not how to memorize. Unfortunately, our public school system, our education system, is not designed to promote critical thinking, and the marketplace is not designed to promote critical thinking either. The marketplace is designed to leverage and take advantage of things that are built in or hardwired into our brains by evolution. I was just reading an article today on kidney disease. This is from, from a urology journal. I can't find it now. Anyway, they're talking kidney. Oh, here it is. Kidney disease. Care for type 2. Kidney disease care for type 2 diabetics. Dawn of a new era. Guess what? Dawn of a new era means dawn of new drugs. That's breakthrough drugs, they call them. Kidney disease is blood disease. All disease is cell disease, and all cell disease is preceded by dirty blood. That is the fundamental idea of what I call the bright side philosophy. And why is that? Because the blood gets dirty from the things we do. The blood gets dirty from either injecting things through the skin or eating the wrong food. That's why I say it's so simple. You eat the wrong food. Forget the injecting thing. Although people who inject medication, or I'm sorry, inject drugs or inject get vaccines can be subject to the same kind of blood toxicity issues that people get when they eat foods. You can get autoimmune disease from vaccines. Because you're now in the blood. The blood is the sacred space. Nothing is supposed to get into the blood unless it has been vetted. Now, under ordinary circumstances, the vetting is going to take place at the level, largely anyway, at the level of the digestive system. That just makes sense. That's just common sense. If you were designing a body, you would put the most important defenses at the level of the place where you have the most interaction with the enemy. That's the food. It's as simple as that. When that system breaks down, the blood becomes toxic. That's where disease begins, the disease process begins. Then you have secondary things like the blood sugar problem and hypothyroidism and the cortisol issue, which underlie everything. And there's your triangle of disease. And then you have tertiary issues like every single chronic degenerative disease you can name. Those are tertiary issues, third issues. They're third on the level. If you could come up with a developmental model, third on the level is what we call autoimmune disease, what we call atherosclerosis, what we call cancer. These are the tertiary level of how the disease begins. You've got to get to the soil. That is at the level of the digestive system. That's why fasting always works. That's why fasting will always cause your symptoms to be reduced. You may get into some energy issues because your body is has been chronically messed up from an energy perspective, messed up blood sugar specifically. So you may get into some hypoglycemia as you just sit in bed, but your inflammatory symptoms will always begin to diminish when you fast. Always. This is just common sense. This is just logic, biochemical logic. We have so much power over how our body shows up. The body's constantly responding to the environment. So by controlling the environment, you control the body. The body is a response mechanism. It's constantly responding to the environment. You change the environment, you change the body. You have a sick environment, you will have a sick body. The central element of the body is the circulatory system. That's what it's all about. The life of the flesh is in the blood. And the body is constantly making adjustments based on what's happening inside the blood. It's constantly reading the blood. So the brain is constantly determining what's going on by reading the blood. If you have toxicity in the blood, you go into an emergency mode of functioning. Not to mention the fact that you're not going to be able to deliver your nutrients, and nutrients will not get delivered to cells, and you'll end up with low levels of oxygen, etc. So all chronic disease is located at the level of the blood. If you have kidney disease, and the kidneys are remarkably resilient, you have to be down to like 15% kidney function to have official kidney disease. But still, I mean, you want your kidneys functioning 100%, not 20%, 30%, 40%. A kidney problem is a blood problem. The kidney filters the blood. So you got a kidney problem, you got a blood problem. This is just, again, biochemical logic, biological logic. It's not complicated. It's just that we have been told it's complicated, so we don't pay attention. We let other people do it for us. If you have kidney disease, you're out there listening, and you have poorly functioning kidneys, you have at your tool at your disposal that can not only prevent you from having to go into dialysis, but can turn this thing around so that now you're functioning at super high levels. Doesn't that sound good? If you have kidney disease, doesn't this sound good? You start cleaning the blood, specifically of sugar. It's no accident that diabetes and kidney disease go hand in hand. So if you're dealing with kidney disease or you're dealing with any chronic disease, understand that it's at your disposal. Reversal is at your disposal. You can do what you want to do. Focus on the blood. Focus on the digestive system. And don't fall. By the way, I was just reading an article on paleo diets. Don't fall for fad diets either. Paleo diet is a fad diet. We can't eat paleo because we don't live in a paleo world. Paleo is eating a lot of protein. This is an article, by the way, from the European Journal of Nutrition. I just got this today. Conclusions. Although the paleo diet is promoted for improved gut health, results indicate long-term adherence is associated with different gut flora. Yes, it is. The foods we eat today, the meat we eat today, is not the same meat our caveman ancestors ate. That's the problem with the paleo diet. The paleo diet doesn't take into account that we're not eating the same type of food. It assumes that Safeway meat is the same as the kind of meat that our ancestors ate. So I'm not surprised by seeing the problems with the paleo diet. Now, keto, that's not a fad diet. The ketogenic diet is not a fad diet, although, because we make things into memes, we make things into little shortcuts, it has become kind of a fashion trend. But the fact is that the keto diet has been around for 120 years. And the keto diet has been repeatedly shown to be a anti-seizure diet, brain health diet, weight loss diet, anti-disease diet. I mean, every single marker of health improves when the keto diet is done correctly. Why? Because the keto diet is a low-calorie diet, which is the part nobody wants to talk about. Low-calorie, high percentage of fat, low-calorie, and the keto diet is the ideal way for human beings to eat. And that's why, for over 100 years, it's been shown to have numerous and diverse health benefits. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. That line's open, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back right after this.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House is saying that later today it will release a fully unredacted transcript of a telephone call President Trump had with the Ukrainian president, during which time Trump is alleged to have pressured his Ukrainian counterpart into investigating Joe Biden and his son. It's prompted Democrats to declare a start to formal impeachment proceedings. The Republican ranking member of the House Judiciary Panel, Doug Collins, says he has a message for Democrats.
The House of Representatives is not an arm of the DCCC campaign committee. They need to get to governing instead of attacking this president.
A new Quinnipiac University poll shows Senator Elizabeth Warren with 27% of Democratic voters and independent voters who lean Democratic, while Vice President Joe Biden has 25%. Pollsters say, given the margin of error, that's a tie. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back. 844-236-6010 is our number, and we do have lines open for you. 844-236-6010. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you have a comment or success story, we love hearing from you. 844-236-6010. Check out Longevity Products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. We have blog posts, news stories, videos, lots of free information, and a Join the Team Now link that you can click on if you want to sign up to join the Brightside Ben team for a one-time $30 fee. Go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Also want to remind you to check out truthnourishment.com. And if you have a product that you think is a unique and effective and powerful product, I'd love to put it on the site, truthnourishment.com. Truthnourishment.com, we have also have the radio programs up there and a blog and newsletters. And you can sign up to get I think it's a weekly or monthly newsletter. That's at truthnourishment.com, truthnourishment.com. And Don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products at TruthTreatments.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, surfactants, water, nothing your skin doesn't need or does everything your skin needs and nothing it doesn't. And that is all done. All these products were formulated in my pharmacy, in my wound healing pharmacy. What I discovered was when you heal wounds, you beautify the skin. That is so important. When you heal wounds, you beautify the skin. The same mechanisms that are involved in wound healing are involved in beautification. So when you use a topical product that has wound healing properties, not antibiotic properties like Neosporin, but literally provides this tissue what it needs to regenerate itself, you get the ideal beauty product. The ideal beauty product is also going to be an ideal wound healing product. And so I turned my wound healing products into beauty products, and that's what Truth Treatments is basically. That's what all the formulations that you'll find at TruthTreatments.com are about. Healing the skin. Health is beauty. I've been in this so-called beauty business now for 31 years, and as a skincare professional, as a skincare formulator, and if I learned one thing, health is beauty. When women wear makeup or lipstick, they want to make it look like they're healthy. We simulate health rather than stimulate health in the skin business, in the beauty business. We are satisfied with imitation health because we believe that there's nothing we can do. It's the same ideas that we're talking about with the medical model. We think the best we can do is lower our blood pressure with a beta blocker. We think the best we could do is stick hyaluronic acid as Juvederm filler, if you will, into a wrinkle to plump it up. We somehow have given up. We've set the bar so low on our health. We've given up on leveraging or taking advantage of the super high-performing biological machine. Basically, we don't even know what it can do. That's why I call this program The Bright Side. I want everyone to know what the body can do. All right. Zombie eating. 88% of adults dying while staring at a screen, according to a survey that was actually commissioned by Pretzel Crisps, of all people. The results indicate that Americans are so glued to their screens, they rarely stop staring even to eat. The average U.S. eater will stare at their phone twice over the course of any given meal and will only have 5 screen-free meals per week. We look at the screen. This is kind of interesting. You know, it's been talked about, this whole idea of us being addicted to our screens, mostly our iPhones, but also internet and television. Something about zombie eating that's really interesting. When you zombie eat, you don't enjoy your food anywhere near as much as when you mindfully eat. Mindful eating is the opposite of zombie eating. Zombie eating is mindless eating. Mindful eating provides super important health benefits, especially if you have a digestive issue, which, as we said, underlie all chronic health degenerative diseases, progressive diseases, diseases that don't get better, where you just get worse over time. So mindful eating turns on digestive juices. Mindful eating activates what's called the rest and digest nervous system. Chewing your food, paying attention to food while you're chewing it, you will notice you're eating far less food when you chew slowly. Fast food manufacturers are very aware of this, and they'll put softeners in their chicken, softeners in their buns. So you swallow the hamburger or you swallow the Boston chicken. It's got softeners in it, so because they know that if you have to chew your food more, you're going to eat less of it. Well, you can take advantage of that. If you want to lose weight or you have some kind of digestive health issue, try chewing your food slowly. People sometimes say, I can't fast. I can't reduce my calories. I have to eat. I have to graze throughout the day. Well, okay, graze throughout the day. I don't think you should, but you want to graze throughout the day, but do it with eating every meal that you're grazing with slowly. Just if you had to eat the most delicious piece of bread, and had to chew it really, really slowly, guess what would happen? You wouldn't eat anywhere near as much bread. That's one of the reasons why hard people like soft bread more than hard bread. You can't really find real hard, chewy bread. People don't really eat hard, chewy bread, at least not in the supermarket, probably in the bakery. So mindful eating is one of the keys, not just for weight loss and digestive health issues, but just for enjoying your food more. And that's where mindfulness comes from. That's where mindfulness comes in. Mindfulness is about enjoying your life more. There is so much wonderful stimuli going in your life. It's almost impossible to be, it is impossible to be bored. But how many of us are bored all the time? Boredom is a classic result of mindlessness. Mindfulness, paying attention to your body, will activate pleasure centers. Dopamine will go up when you're mindful. Oxytocin goes up when you're mindful. It's no accident that mindfulness-based medicine is becoming a thing. Johns Hopkins University, Yale University, UCLA Medical School, all of these places are taking advantage of this concept called mindfulness, which is basically from Buddhism from thousands of years ago, and applying it to medicine, which is kind of interesting when you think about it. A lot of things that we've known about for thousands of years are now getting scientific legitimacy. They're being accepted by the mainstream as actually being good for you. That's where fasting comes in. Fasting's been known about since biblical times. Now, all of a sudden, fasting is becoming a thing. All right. 844-236-6010 is our number. We do have lines open for you. Let's go to Bob in Minnesota. Hang on a second here. Let me find Bob.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Bob. How's it going, man? What's up, Bob? Do I have Bob? Oh, I don't have Bob. Bob, you there?
Are you there? Okay.
I apologize. Yeah, I don't know what happened. How you doing?
Good, good.
What's going on?
A couple things, and the first one is iodine. Is there a difference?
Say again? I didn't hear you. You cut out there for a second.
Iodine.
Iodine, yes. One of my all-time favorite minerals. What's going on? What's your question?
Well, basically, I just want to know if there's a difference, if there's any difference between nascent iodine and ionic iodine.
Got it. Hang on, we have to take a commercial break, and we'll come back and we'll finish up with Bob right after this.
Are you intrigued by Paranormal Talk Radio? You'll love the new Paranormal Radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The Paranormal Radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Youngevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing the minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity. I'd be making sure I was taking it with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA recently reported that 70% of all veteran suicides are by vets who have never been to the VA. There's a saying, when a person's name is written down where people can see it, that person will never be forgotten. Many of our veterans, past and present, feel that nobody cares about them. We will be holding the first Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Memorial Tournament. All the proceeds will go to purchase MP3 players for veterans. I know that veterans and their families all over the country will hear this announcement and not be able to play at the golf outing, but want to help. So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you have a family member or a friend that is a veteran, for $100 you can honor them and make sure they will never be forgotten. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and sponsor a tea or a green in their name. Keep their memory alive. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back on the Bright Side talking to Bob in Minnesota. Bob, what's going on? Oh, iodine. You want to talk about iodine, right? Bob? We have Bob. We have Bob here. Hey, Bob. Sorry, man. So iodine, so let's talk nascent iodine, okay?
Okay.
Do you know what it is?
Let
me ask you this. It's kind of confusing, right? I mean, it's a weird idea. This is, remember we were talking about minerals a couple weeks ago or a couple months ago? We were talking about this whole idea of the quantum nature and the electrical nature and the electromagnetics of everything on the periodic table. That's what nascent iodine, understanding nascent iodine requires understanding what we were talking about. So iodine.
Are you saying the alphabet nascent is alkaline then?
It has an alkalinity to it. Yeah, it's hard to say alkaline when you're talking about, ions like that. But yeah, cause alkalinity is more about hydrogen. pH is a hydrogen issue.
Okay.
So it tends in that direction. So here, let me just give it, I'm trying to make it simple because it's kind of interesting actually. Iodine exists as I2. That's two pieces of iodine. Okay, they call it I2. Two pieces of iodine. If you want to put it in water, you got to take one of those eyes away and you got to stick it with something like a potassium or a sodium. So you get sodium iodide or potassium iodide. You've heard those terms, I'm sure. So I2 is two pieces of iodine, two atoms. We'll just say two pieces of iodine, right? They're stuck together, okay? That's not going to dissolve in water. But if you take one of those eyes away and replace it with a potassium, right? Then you got what's called a salt, and that goes into water. That's the ionic kind of, that's the typical form of iodine, okay?
Okay.
Now, if you were to take that potassium away, the reason potassium and iodine go together is because I is negative and potassium is positive. They go together, a negative and positive. Like it's called a salt. A negative and a positive that go together are called a salt. Like a magnet, kind of.
Yeah.
I think it's, right? Okay. So if you take that potassium away, what are you left with? You're left with something called I minus, I negative.
Yeah.
Right? That's nascent iodine.
Okay. And so,
okay, so it's got a negative charge. It's got more electrical energy. It's more electrically active. It's more electrolytic. And I don't want to say it's like alkaline, but it's got some of those properties. of alkalinity. It's like it neutralizes protons. Protons are pieces of acid. Electrons are pieces of electricity. Electricity in the form of electrons neutralizes protons. So protons are where the bad stuff happens. The electrons neutralize the protons. So it's more like an antioxidant, I would say. I would say alkaline. But it's an antioxidant. It neutralizes the little pieces of acid that are responsible for pain and inflammation and disease, and it makes the iodine more active. You need special machinery to do it, but I've heard good things about it. Are you on it? Are you doing it?
Yeah. Well, recently I saw the ion version, which was much more cost effective.
It's a solid. They don't have to use the heavy machinery, probably. Not heavy,
okay.
But high-tech machinery. I mean heavy machinery.
So the nascent is going to assimilate with body a lot easily.
It's got more activity. It's more electrical.
Okay. And what about then, would you call the ionic I-plus?
No. The ionic form
is
I-plus. The ionic form is when it's stuck together with a plus, with a potassium or a sodium. Potassium is always a plus. Sodium is always a plus. Like for example, sodium chloride, table salt, right? Sodium's a plus. Chloride's a minus.
I gotcha.
Okay? So instead of the chloride, they just stick the iodide there, and you got sodium iodide. And that's the ionic form. And that's a little too much.
Very
I don't know if that's
stable.
Too much chemistry, but hopefully.
No, that's good. It's good.
Okay, good.
Okay, you got time for one more?
Yeah, what's going on?
Okay, I've talked about this before, and I just want to get more clarification. I know I'm beating a dead horse here, but, I talked to you at one point about diving deep into the woo-woo, and I want to understand this just a little bit better.
Okay.
Now, if I understood you correctly in the past, the body is one big web of superconductivity.
It's definitely a superconductor. That's one of the coolest things it is, yes.
You get these instantaneous signals across the body.
That's right.
Okay, and then basically I was talking to you about the fact that if a person was able to mitigate their body stresses through mental techniques and diet, theoretically, a person then would not have to take any supplements because they would be basically in a state where they could put their body in a placebo effect.
Theoretically, I believe that's – yes, I believe that's true.
You believe that to be true, right? Okay.
Yeah, I believe
so
that's true.
With that being said, then your body is not able to make less vitamin C. Are you telling me, though, that through the placebo effect, then you're going to effectively –
you're just talking
theoretically.
The body
reacts like this, as if there is vitamin C.
You're talking theoretically, okay?
Right.
Practically, I doubt that will ever happen. Theoretically, yes. Theoretically, I believe that's the case. Now, but I don't know. It's a theory. That's just a theory. It doesn't really matter if it's true or not. It matters that if you believe it, you get power. Do you understand what I'm saying?
So
I'm not telling you when I say these things, I'm not telling you don't say them like they're true. I'm saying them like they're powerful. To me, true, I don't know. You know, true is just this vague term. I want to know what works. That's what my goal here is. What is going to be practically applicable to your life that will have benefit for you? Whether it's true or not, I don't even know. I don't even care. You know, I happen to believe it's true, but, you know, how are you going to know definitive truths, right? Everything is subject to opinion and, you know, experience. There's so many variables here. The fact is it works. It works to believe in things. It works to visualize. Talk to Russell Wilson, the quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks, who visualizes before every performance. It works. Okay. I don't know whether he can visualize vitamin C, you know, he can use his, I don't know the answer to that. I say theoretically, I'm going to go with that. Okay? I'm going to go with that. That will give you a control over your body that another belief system will not. And if this is what we're talking about here, picking your belief systems practically. We take our belief systems on from people who are selling us things or people who are ignorant themselves. Take your belief systems on with intention. Pick your belief system. Does that make sense? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's kind of like the theory of you can reverse the rust in your car electrically, but good luck trying.
Maybe. I don't know anything about that. Is that true? I mean, you know how that works, by the way?
You're supposed to be able to reverse.
Do you want to hear the logic to that? It's exactly what we're talking about with iodine. You're driving electrons are antioxidants. Rust is oxidation.
Right?
Yeah, so that's where electric light. So maybe that's a theory. I didn't know that was a theory. Is that true? Did they tell people?
Theoretically.
That's why you want minerals in your diet. That's basically why you want minerals in your diet.
You're not going to be able to do it trying to, that type of thing. But like you're saying, electrically, you're reversing the oxidation process.
You're reversing oxidation. Electrons are antioxidants. In fact, all the things you hear about with antioxidants, like from your veggies and such, they work because of electrons. They contribute electrons. When you take iodine and fulvic minerals and these and you walk barefoot, you're getting the electrons directly from the earth or from the foods. And that's how we're designed to run. We're designed to run with electrical energy, pieces of electrical energy that will neutralize the stressors. It's a constant interaction between stressors and anti-stressors. And it's just a question of balance. Every living system is in this constant dynamic flux of stress and non-stress, of activity and rest, of on and off. The electrons are neutralize the protons. It's this constant dance, this constant bounce back and forth. We get electrons from food, and the protons are the end result of metabolism, of the breakdown of energy delivering compounds inside a cell. That's why if you have too much protons, they say you're acid. Protons are acid. So you say, you're acidic. Well, the problem isn't the acid as much as it is the lack of electrons, which is why walking barefoot is so important. Anything you can do to drive electrons into the system is going to be in your interest. Is that good, Bob?
Gotcha. Yep. Okay. Just lean towards it.
What's that?
Just lean towards it. That's your best your best approach.
Be specific. I don't know what that means, lean towards it.
Well, in other words, knowing that is theoretical. True.
Yes, head in that direction, yes. Lean towards it. That's good. I like that. All right, that's it. Thank you, Bob. I appreciate it. Bob always has really smart things to say, and I appreciate all my smart Bright Side listeners. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters.